What was that?
Excuse me.
Oh my gosh. Now do the beep boops.
Static radio.
That was a whole new thing, huh?
That'd be scatting.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of you scatting, I think. You're a scat expert.
You might say that.
Yeah, I think everybody would say that.
You might say that.
You know about all kinds of scat.
I do. I used to scat in high school, you know. Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
This is Tyne Daly. Hello, everybody.
You just look like Tyne Daly.
Yeah, the modern day. No one even knows who that is. Like, who, what? I'd be Googling it, like, what?
Tyne Daly? Who's that?
Tyne Daly? That's not even funny. What? I don't understand the joke.
You're Cagney, right? Wasn't that Cagney?
She was also in one of the Dirty Harry movies, too.
Yeah, that was the thinner Tyne Daly.
Yes, the much younger Tyne Daly. This is our Tyne Daly special that we've always wanted to do. Tonight's the night, you lucky people that don't even know who she is.
Now, her brother was on Wings, Tim Daly.
What?
Do you remember Timothy Daly?
I didn't really watch Wings, but I mean, I kind of know who was on there.
He was the good-looking guy.
Who was the guy that was in Sideways? What was his name?
That was Lowell. He was on Wings as Lowell.
He has like three names, though, doesn't he?
Thomas Hayden Church.
Yeah, him. Yeah.
No, there was Tim Daly and Stephen Weber were the brothers, and the dark-haired one, that's Tyne Daly's brother. You didn't know that, huh?
No, I didn't. I did not know that.
Weird, wild stuff. He also voiced Superman on the Superman cartoons back in the 90s.
Oh, that weird voice? Batman.
No, that was Batman.
Didn't Batman have like a weird voice or something?
No, he did Superman. Not Batman. You weirdo. Did I lose you again? Speak.
Yes, I am, Robin. I'm still here.
Okay, I thought maybe you were had to diddle yourself after talking about superheroes.
Yeah, I know.
You get like that.
I'm Aquaman.
Yeah. That's what you always say in the tub. Watch out, cruise missile.
Hey, Bob, a hippopotamus.
Oh, my Lord. So, you feeling better?
Shape of a vulva. Yes, I apologize.
Mangina.
Yeah, I know.
You feeling better? Your back's okay?
I'm sorry. Last week was horrible. I'm sorry. My back was out, and I had to go pick up my son at the same time, and I just, like...
And he's not light, so...
I begged not to do it, the show, and Bob made me go on. I did not want to go on.
That's right. I am,
I was forced to go on. I did not want to.
Yeah.
But I did.
Yeah, I know. You're like, oh, but my back hurts. I'm like, you can talk.
You hurt bad.
You can talk. It's not like you can't talk.
I couldn't even talk. I was like, please, just.
Yeah, well, see, you survived. It was all okay. Because that was the only time I could do it, though. I'm a busy person, apparently.
I know. You have a busy thing. I know you do stuff. I know. I know what your thing is.
Well, I'm not busy, but I got to shuttle other people around. They're busy.
Well, tell them to go, you know, get a ride with their friends.
Yeah, that's what I was always told. That's why I don't do that.
I was told that. I never had any friends, though, so I couldn't.
There was a lot of...
Have your invisible friends give you a ride, Miles.
There was a lot of, bumming rides from people. I hated it, so... I never make my kids do that, you know?
One kid in particular, I did not like this kid, and my parents were like, well, just ask him. I'm like, I hate that kid. Hate.
What's wrong with him?
I hate that kid because he hates me.
He seems like a nice kid.
No, that kid hated me.
Why?
I don't know, man. I had like a big, like, bullseye on my forehead. There's a lot of people that just didn't like me, okay?
Why?
That's what I did to the people. I don't know.
How could that be?
I'm telling you right now, I had like some red cross on my forehead or something. I don't know what.
I mean, did you like rub the fact that you got Wendy's Super Bar all the time in their face or something?
I don't know. I tell you what, between me and Jihad John would probably get more high fives than I would have in high school.
God. It
was very unpopular. Super unpopular.
Super unpopular.
That's right.
Really? What? Gosh, did you smell bad or something?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was my religion.
Well, do you even have a religion? I don't even think you have a religion.
Yes, I do have a religion, not Wicca.
You're a Wiccan?
Yes, Wiccan. I don't know. To this day, I still don't know. I gave off bad karma, I think. I don't know, man. I had like a weird vibe or something. Man.
I guess. That's strange.
I know. It is strange. I know. It wasn't easy for me.
It's probably because you're such a dick.
I think so. I must have told like one off-color joke when I was really little, and that ruined my rest of my life, I think. I don't know.
Ruined your reputation. Well, I can remember meeting you. Let's take the Wayback Machine. And I remember meeting you in 101, Production 101, back in Carbondale. And you were sitting there, and you had this pen that had your name on it, like it was knitted or something. Do you remember this?
You know, I don't. You told us before, and I still don't recall this happening. That's the funny part. I don't.
And I'm like, hey, how's it going? And where'd you get that pen? You're like, Mexico. I went down to Mexico.
What? God, I went to Mexico in 1988.
I know. This was 1990.
I know. So I kept the pen with my name knitted into it for 2 years.
Apparently. And you liked to, like, chew on the end of it, too.
No. That was you. You were the pen-chewing guy.
I did chew on pens. That's true.
I did, too. You had a thing. You're like, oh, a little more pen. Really weird, man. I did not want to sit by you. I thought you were a drug dealer.
Well, that's just because I look like a drug dealer.
I had me convinced. Yeah, it was weird, though, because I didn't like you when I saw you. I still remember seeing you.
Really? You didn't like me?
No, because you're all slouched in a chair. You had this pen in your mouth. You looked just like a drug dealer. I'm like, I don't want to sit by him. I'll sit by the weird Iranian guy, but I won't sit by this guy.
Because, you sat by Tahari?
Yeah. I don't know.
Really? I would have never figured that. Well,
I do remember seeing you there.
I do have posture problems, that's for sure.
You do not sit up straight.
I can't at this point.
I believe it.
I don't. I'm not even sitting up straight right now.
I bet you're fully reclined or something. I don't know.
I'm in the car, so I'm leaning to one side here talking.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, whatever. But,
No, I can't sit up straight. It hurts my back.
Yeah.
And then at that point in time, I had, was still recovering from my severe knee injury. One of them.
What?
No, I didn't have the severe one. It's just, I had popped my leg out like a couple times before then.
I've never heard this.
And so it was hard for me to sit in the chair, like, for a long period of time.
Yeah.
That was before I really messed my leg up.
Yeah.
No, I've dislocated my one leg probably about 20 times. from being drunk.
Yeah.
And from being people like jumping on your back and weird shit like that.
What goes on in Decatur?
I don't know. Oh, just a bunch of grab ass.
Nice.
What?
Nice.
No, people just messing around, and I ended up getting hurt. My leg would pop.
Yeah.
And so I did. I did have a really hard time sitting there in class. But I remember you were like really, I don't know, kind of snotty or something. That's what I remember.
What? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you'd say. I go, hey, you got a pen with your name on it.
Bull crap. You didn't even talk to me, man. You didn't talk to anybody.
Really?
Oh, come on. You're such a freak. You don't talk to people. Get out of here.
That's true. I don't talk to people. But I do remember asking you about your pen.
I do not remember that.
Because it had like a pen condom on it with your name on it.
I had a pen condom. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was like knitted or something. It was like, you know, cross stitch or something. I'm like, where'd you get that? You're like, Mexico.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
I'm serious.
This is the most made up BS I've ever heard in my life.
What do you know? You, nobody likes you.
Well, that's true. Yes. That's true.
And then I don't remember why we started talking to each other, but that's what I remember my first encounter with you was you sat kind of catty corner in front of me to one side.
We didn't talk to each other. That's the funny part.
Oh, you know why? Because of Sarge.
Yeah, our friend. We had a mutual friend.
Right, that's right.
Yeah. They tried to lure us to his apartment.
You know? Well, he lured you to his apartment. He didn't lure me.
Yeah, I did. So what?
Yeah, you're the one that went over there and had pasta or something.
We had watched a movie.
Yeah. That was a little odd.
No, I don't know.
He sat up straight, that's for sure.
Wait. I watched him in this weird
look. What?
Watched an old war movie for class, all right?
Your wife's giving you... He did a lot of experimentation in college, just so you know.
Weird stuff went on, okay, there. Happy,
Yeah, there was the you know, guy who just got out of the military, and then there was the Iranian guy.
Yeah.
And then there was Turd.
Yeah. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
And Vern. Vern?
Vern? Was that his name?
Yeah, the kid that had the glow-in-the-dark shirt. Right?
Oh, yeah.
There was about a little bit of everything in that class, I tell you what.
Yeah, that's for sure. But yeah, I did ask you about your pen. I recall that.
I'm telling you right now, that never happened, right? That never.
And you really talked funny.
Here we go. Okay.
Because you're like, I got it in Mexico.
Oh, bull. Come on.
And I'm like, who gets a pen in Mexico?
I would go to Mexico to get a pen.
That's what I was wondering.
Really? For real? Come on.
Hey, I thought, you know, you're like, that's weird. You didn't elaborate at all. You just said, I got it in Mexico.
Yeah, that's me. That's completely me. Yeah, I totally.
It was?
I guess it must be true, yes. I don't know. I don't.
So anyway, then Sarge lured you over to his place, and then I wouldn't go. I don't think I never went over there. I know that.
Hi. He's a nice guy.
He seemed like a nice enough guy, but I was like,
He's a chaplain in the army. Come on.
Was he a chaplain?
Yeah. Oh. Chaplain's assistant.
Oh, well... I think there's a big difference between being the chaplain and being the chaplain's assistant.
You know, I'm friends with him on Facebook, so I'm going to tell him all this shit when I'm the second. Well, help me God. Help me God, I will do it.
You could ask him about your pen with your name on it.
I'm going to, because this is total bullshit. bullshit story.
And he'll go, Miles, yes, I do recall that pen with your name on it.
I would go all the way to Mexico and get a pen with a knitted thing, crocheted thing with my name on it.
That's what it was.
Okay, yeah, it must be true then.
So anyway, somehow...
This is bullshit.
Via Sarge or something, we got to become friends for some reason. I can't remember why now.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember now. Oh, I think you remember.
What?
I don't know. I think you're just being a little coy with the whole thing.
No, that's, I'm just telling you, that was my first impression there. I wasn't scared of you. I don't know why you're scared of me, but...
You just were very hefty.
I was what?
You were large.
I'm still large.
You were just like this guy, like stung by a bee. You were like this solid dude, you know, like this really solid dude that wore like gray a lot. You're like into black and gray a lot.
I still wear black and gray.
You were like very goth or something, yeah.
I wouldn't say I was goth.
I don't know. You were something. I don't know what you were, but you were something. You were something.
I had long hair.
Yes, you did have long hair.
I remember that.
Freakishly long hair.
Yeah, well, I could get away with it back then.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Me and my special pen, I guess.
Yeah, you did have a special pen. I'm telling you, I used to talk about it all the time, and you kept thinking, Mexico!
I had it by matching calculator, too. They went with it.
That, and you made fun of me because I like Coca-Cola so much. That was the other thing I remember.
No, what I remember about you is your horrible teeth. My God.
My horrible teeth?
Yes. I'm like, do they not have dentistry in Decatur? Oh, my God. Christ.
Well, I did have horrible teeth, you're right.
And I mean, I'm not being mean, okay, everybody? I'm not being mean.
Apparently he is being mean.
No, I'm not being mean. I'm just stating the fact that you had horrible teeth.
Now I have to explain my teeth to everybody.
You took some medicine and it turned your teeth pink or something. Yeah, I remember. Right.
I was, when I was a very sickly child.
Yeah.
I had to take tetracycline, which is an asthma medication.
Yeah.
And if you take it during your, you know, adult teeth formation.
Yeah.
It turns them dark.
It did. You have the freakiest, you had goth teeth.
My teeth were kind of light on the outside, but dark on the inside.
Kind of?
More than kind of.
People from West Virginia would look at your teeth and be like, God damn. Like, wow.
And so, if you look up tetracycline, what happens is as your teeth are forming in your jaw,
yeah,
it stains them from the inside out.
Yeah, I believe it, because they were freakish.
Well, I still have them, you know.
I know. I thought you just had them pulled and had something else put in or something.
No, I still have them.
Well, you had something done to them, though.
No, I have veneers. I have veneers on my teeth now.
Thank Christ, man, because they were freakish, man.
I know. Jeez Louise.
I do not trust people with bad teeth like that, man.
I
totally
don't. I got veneers after college and have never looked back.
Don't look back, Bob Lamette. Don't look back.
No, it was terrible growing up, so.
Yeah, how long did you have your teeth like that? When did it start?
My whole fucking life.
Oh, God. People were your friends? I'd be like, God damn, man. Can you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh, my Lord.
Well, yeah.
Now you wonder why you don't have any friends, for Christ's sake.
I am a little judgmental, I guess.
I think I got by okay considering, but yes, I did have an anomaly there.
An anomaly.
Yeah.
True. Oh, okay.
Well, hey, what can I say about it? I had the stained teeth.
I'm sorry you did. I'm sorry.
It's like it's like I had stigmata, for Christ's sake.
I know. I feel bad for you. It was bad. You're like one of Jerry's kids or something. I felt so bad.
Oh, what a Jerry's kids. Holy moly.
I just felt so bad. I'm like, do they not have dentistry in Decatur? Please,
God. Oh, gosh. Yeah, well, one of the upsides for having this tetracycline problem is my teeth are hard as rocks.
Really?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because my dentist tells me that.
I don't want to tell you something.
Plus, whenever I have to get a filling,
yeah,
smoke comes out of my mouth as they're drilling the hole.
That's an old Bill Cosby joke. I think you're trying to evoke there.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Whenever they get, if I have a cavity, which I have a few cavities, but whenever they drill, literally, I watch smoke rising out of my mouth. Because these teeth are so hard.
You don't talk so well with the drill in your mouth.
Nope,
you?
That's right.
That's right. Well.
So yeah, I have very hard teeth because of it.
But recycling or whatever that
they're
was.
Discolored as well.
GBH or whatever the hell.
Yeah, my yes.
Your THC or whatever.
My THC, yes, TCH.
THC, man.
Oh my Lord! I mentioned this pen, and this guy turns on me.
Well, no, you bring up some weird pen, like my grandma knitted it, and
No, you got it in Mexico. That's what you kept telling me.
The only thing I had from Mexico, I had like a...
Was an STD. The only thing I got in Mexico...
No, I had a nice...
Was gonorrhea.
I had a knitted wrist bracelet that I wore.
And this fucking pen.
You can stick that pen up your ass because I know I didn't have it, man. Prove it.
I wish I would have took a picture of this goddamn thing. I'd post it.
I remember having no weird, pen thing going on here.
Oh, my Lord. The only thing I can recall at this point is that moment and the fact that you used to come over and eat bag of fries at my house and complain about it.
I had, I didn't have uncontrollable diarrhea until I started eating at your house. The bowel system has been...
I think there's more to it than eating bag of fries.
No, I'm telling you right now, no one eats that. Believe me, I've never heard. I've talked to people on serious drugs that wouldn't even eat that. Okay, they'd be like, "What?" I would have to be pretty hungry, dude, to eat that. I'm like, "Yeah, I know, right?"
I never had uncontrollable diarrhea because of it.
Well, you should thank your lucky stars because uncontrollable diarrhea is nothing to laugh at. Me. Straight up with you, man.
Well, So, yeah, I don't know. That first semester, and then after that, we hung out together. So, go figure.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't such a bad guy because you used all my equipment. Yeah.
That could have been why I was hanging out. I don't remember now.
Yeah, hey, man. I'm glad you're my friend, by the way. Can I use all your expensive equipment? Like, sure. Sure you can. Just sit over there and don't say anything. Tape over your teeth so I just don't have to see.
I said, I come over to your dorm room with the future mayor of Carbondale.
That's true. I was friends with, and you hated that. You hated that.
I hated that guy.
I don't know why. He was a nice guy.
No, he wasn't very nice. He was always he was more judgmental than you were, for Christ's sake.
No, come on. What did he ever do to you?
I thought I was a drug dealer.
No, come on. Get out of here.
I don't know. He was always snotty to me.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I don't know.
I know one room I didn't go into was the RA's room. Because he's like, I have a microwave in here, so if you want to come in here and pop corn. I'm allergic to popcorn, so I won't be coming in here. I don't know, I mean, I don't mean any disrespect, but I mean, it wasn't going to happen, no. No.
Was he like catch you popping your corn or what?
And you know, it was on the floor too, so you'd have to be leaning over to get the popcorn in and out.
Yeah. Well, that was a big target, so.
Yeah, I said no, thank you.
Well, it looks like I'm getting it's time for me to go here. I got people coming towards me, so.
Daughter knocking on the window now. Daddy, don't talk to him anymore. He's mean.
That's right. So I guess this will be, you know, the memories of the first time we met in college. And I got to find a picture of that fucking pen.
Why don't you just draw a picture of me and the pen together? And
I will do that.